from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
That's our Jello Biafra and Lard. A few Troys, a special gift there. Drug raid at 4 a.m.
Marvellous. Absolutely marvellous.
Best time for a drug raid. Obviously. Quite pacey though, isn't it? Hey, Troy, how are you this morning? I see you bought a rain jacket for the records this morning.
I did indeed, and it was lucky I did. Just as I came up from the car park, it was indeed raining.
Kept those tunes pristine.
Yes, luckily. All right, should we start?
Perhaps you could explain to people who may have only just tuned into BFM for the first time, what is From the Crate? What are we doing here? What's the story?
From the Crate. Well, I work at a record store on Simon Street called Southbound Records.
Yeah.
And I spend all day with records.
Adoring them.
Adoring them.
Mollycoddling them.
Dusting their jackets, all of that sort of thing. And I figured that it would be kind of selfish of me if I just like kept all of that music to myself.
You'd be like a record golem, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah. So you share your treasures with us every week at this time, and you've got three for us today.
I do. And we're going to start with something from the Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, where you probably know some music from there already. Kinshasa has like an amazing music scene.
I don't know a lot about it, but I know they do have an amazing music scene.
Well, there's a great band from there called Staff Bender Bilili, who were basically fronted by four paraplegic guys in wheelchairs. They came over and did a WOMAD over here.
Oh, really?
And one of my colleagues at Southbound had to look after them and work with them. And they were quite old men in their wheelchairs, and they kept escaping to go to liquor stores. You had to keep a watch on them the whole time. But great bands. In fact, two of those guys ended up in a group called...
I wouldn't say anything bad about them.
No.
Ended up in court, did you say? What?
No. Two of them ended up in a group called Mbuena Star, who you may have heard.
I have heard of them.
Right. Peripherally connected to them is a man called Jupiter. Now, Jupiter, there's a documentary called Jupiter's Dance, which is about this man who took on the name Jupiter some years ago and has been playing with a group called Okwes. Now, Okwes is a word which means food. That's the name of his band, Jupiter and Okwes. This is the his second album.
Is that supposed to be him on the front?
Well, I don't know. We'd have to ask 3D out of Massive Attack, who drew the picture on the front.
Oh.
Kinsonic is the name of the second album released by Glitterbeat. It's his second international record. And what a fantastic record it is. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's a sticker on the front here that says, featuring Damon Albarn, Warren Ellis, Montana. It's like, guess what? Those aren't the exciting things about this record at all. In fact, you wouldn't even really know that Damon was on here, plays a bit of keyboards, or Warren's on there, plays a bit of violin, but the music is so jubilant and exciting and over the top, you can't really even tell that there's anyone who isn't a member of Okwes playing. But Jupiter is fantastic. The tune we're going to hear is called Ofakambolo.
That title again?
Ofakambolo.
Yeah, get going, straight into it. Woo!
Woo!
Tell you what, you would need to keep up with this one. You get left behind very quickly.
You want to try to dance to this?
It's like hyper zumba. Woo! Just doesn't stop partying the song. Must be great fun to play in that band.
I really think it would be.
I can't, actually, to be honest, I can't see sleepy old Damon Albarn keeping up with that.
No.
They probably just give him a t-shirt and say, just stand in the back. Get in there.
They were part of Africa Express, which was a tour that Damon did in the UK.
Right. Woo, and that's it. That's the song done and dusted.
That's some fucking bolo.
I knew it would be.
Yes, Jupiter and Oquest. Kinsonic is the name of the record. It is out now, and what a tremendously fun record it is.
And, so, and that's all. That's like released now.
Released now. Yeah,
it's not vintage or anything, is it?
No. It's recorded fresh. In the last 12 months.
That's a fresh, pacey number you had there. That's fucking bolo.
What do you think of this picture by 3D on the cover, right?
Oh, that's fucking bolo.
Do you think, when looking at this picture, to go, oh yeah, now I know why they're all saying 3D is Banksy.
I don't know. I think maybe if it is him, then he's trying to bluff them by doing something a little bit shit. But that's what I mean to say. The cover's kind of cool, but it doesn't do the song any justice. That music's pretty sensational.
I think you're right. Shall we stay in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah, why leave?
Right.
That's where the party's at.
This record here. Now.
Okay, let's have a look. Here we go.
This man's name is Virkus.
Virkus.
And why his name is Virkus, as I love this sort of thing, is he'd heard a saxophone player, an older American saxophone player, and he thought that he'd heard his name was King Virkus and thought that was great. It turns out that it was King Curtis he was listening to, but nonetheless, he had already changed his name to Virkus.
Didn't there used to be a wrestler in New Zealand called King Curtis?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep.
All right, well, he's made that mistake. He's gone and told everybody Virkus is his name, so Virkus it is.
Too late, and it's been many years now.
Not necessarily an African-sounding name, Virkus, is it?
Well, no, because it's a made-up word, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, Virkus e l'Orchestre Vive, which, of course, is not African language. It's French, because in Congo, French is one of the official languages, of course.
Colonization.
Exactly. Yep. And now, this guy is a super important person in Congo. Now, not just because he's a multi-instrumentalist and wrote some great songs. You can see him on the cover. He's playing guitar, wearing his red hat. But he was a saxophone player, an arranger, a composer. But here's the important thing.
I thought you said ranger then, like he was a park ranger?
No, even better. He opened the first record pressing plant in the Congo. He opened the Virkus Entertainment Centre.
Named after his fake name.
Yep. That's right. He opened the most high-tech recording studio in the Congo in 1970. Anyway, he started his own record label called Editions Veve.
So he's sort of like the Congolese musical Peter Jackson.
You could say. Now, not only... So he did a lot for a lot of the other musicians around Kinshasa. This covers the years from 1969 to 1978. Can you tell me what kind of music he's playing on this?
He's playing guitar music there.
No. It says it in blue.
I can't see that there. Congolese funk.
Okay.
Congolese funk. Afrobeat and psychedelic rumba, 1969 to 1978.
So that's kind of what he's playing. Now, what is that? Now, that's
psychedelic rumba. That gives me I haven't been there before.
Well, you know the rumba was like a massive
craze. I know what the rumba was, but the psychedelic rumba.
Psychedelic rumba. It was. He took.
Where are the parents?
Now, Virkus took things like rumba and traditional Congolese musics.
Wasted on psychedelics.
Maybe. Who knows? Perhaps it was just because of these years, 1969. Okay. You know, who knows whether...
I know there were psychedelics around in those years.
But whether they were in the Congo, I have no idea. Or whether it was just, they made this music interpreting what they were hearing from other places. There's some meringue music in there as well.
Meringue?
Meringue.
I had a meringue last night.
You're very lucky.
That's a strange coincidence. Anyway, so let's have a listen to Virkus and L'Orchestre Vivi.
Yes, this one here is called Sex Vivi.
Excuse me?
That's what it's called.
Oh, nicely there. Yes, I don't remember.
James Brown was a big fan of Virkus. James Brown called him, said that he is the real Mr. Dynamite.
Now, what is the correct name for that organ sound?
It's a Hammond organ.
It is a Hammond organ.
Yeah, as you can hear the spinning Leslie speaker.
Well, it reminds me of the movie Barfly.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the background music's got a lot of that. A lot of shadiness going on in the song, isn't there?
Hear the Motown influence there?
Yeah. When was this recorded?
This was 1969.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And this is prior to him building the modern recording studio, so he's still doing it on the basic here. I think Virkus might have heard some post-bop free jazz.
I think Virkus has had his ears open.
I think so.
And which is quite amazing, really, when you think. I mean, even just, I was talking to a guy yesterday about how just back when we were youngsters, when one wanted to get a record, you'd have to ask for it to be imported.
Correct.
And wait for it to be imported.
And it would only take two or three months.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what it was like in the Congo, but I imagine it wouldn't have been, any swifter.
No. And, of course, Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, became independent in very early in the 1960s, so there was no sort of colonial forces radio or anything still around.
They were just hungry to create.
Yeah. Was the Rumble in the Jungle in Kinshasa?
Yes.
I think it was, wasn't it? Which means that before the Rumble in the Jungle, a month before, they had like a massive festival, didn't they? A massive music festival.
What was that sign? I don't understand that sign language then, Sarah.
Sarah was offended by the title of the song, Sex Vevé.
The song cares. The song is just getting on with its dirty old grubby business. Vinyl, was it?
Double vinyl. This is on the Great Analog Africa label, which we talked about last week. And it was first pressed in 2014. There's just been a repressing of it. Thank goodness for that.
Pretty cool album. That's a pretty cool album right there, Troy.
Yep.
Got any more cool albums? Got another cool album? Then make it 3 for 3?
3 for 3. We're going to move from the Congo, but
we have been loitering in the Congo for quite a long time.
Let me see what a parallel I can draw. I know what parallel I can draw. Echoplex.
Yes.
Nick Edwards is the name of the man. He's from Bristol in the UK, which of course is where 3D
comes from. Massive Attack. There we go. That's what we're tied in.
Now, Echoplex, this is his fourth album for Planet Moo, and... it's a double LP.
I love that label.
You like the Planet Moo label?
Mm.
I like their name especially.
Planet Moo, they They're confrontational and challenging a lot of the time.
I think you're
very,
right.
Very cool.
Now, Echoplex, I don't know whether you've heard any of his previous records, but he has kind of a murky sort of production style, or he has had a murky sort of production style, which people go, oh, yes, Bristol, scratch my chin, Bristol sound. I don't think that's anything to do with it. But on this record, he's decided to like look back to the 90s in a lot of ways. There's some sort of boobly googling acid 303 sounds. There's some nice clean and melodic lines on top of things. But when I found myself a little bit disappointed halfway through this record, thinking, wow, I wish there was still some of that murky Echoplex vibe going down. Oh, here we go, the second part of the record. And the tune that we're going to hear, Transients, is, I think, one of the highlights. And it's possibly the only one which could have been on one of the previous Echoplex albums. Oh, listen to that dubby style. Great cover too.
Yeah. I just had no idea how to describe it. Echoplex is spelt
Echoplex.
Lovely. This is reminding me of, have you seen the movie Arrival?
No, I have not.
Very, very similar. Arrival's about aliens landing on Earth and our first contact with them. It's a great movie. I really, really loved it.
Okay.
But the music, some of the soundtrack is very abstract and it sounds like a lot. Without the beats, obviously.
Good with that.
That thing. It's kind of giving me the creeps. Well, it's hitting a note. Transients is the name of that track.
Yep, the album is called Bioproduct with a K. And it's on the Planet Moo label, double LP.
Brand new?
Brand new. In fact, out today.
CDs?
Yes, we have some CDs of it too.
Marvellous.
Yep. We also have CDs of Jupiter and Oakwest, but none of Vercus.
Vercus is vinyl only?
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be happy with that.
I think he would, yeah.
Troy, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me again.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to it again next week.
Righto.
Just got 9/3.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.